Hello, good morning, welcome to the English programme. Oh yes, well, I went to bed last night thinking, oh great, on Sunday I'll wake up and my cold and my cough and everything will be completely gone. Oh, how wrong we are. How little we know about the world. Yes, I think I'm even worse today. My left ear has completely stopped working. I can't hear anything at all from my left ear, which I'm reliably informed by those who know something about coughs and colds and things, that means you're getting better, I believe. But it makes it quite difficult doing broadcasting when you can't hear out of your left ear. But there we go. So, good morning. How are you? Hope you're doing well. On today's program, we are looking at different things. But shall I start again? Yes, okay. Steve, you have to compose yourself and think. Remember my teachers, think before you speak, Steve. Don't simply say whatever you sort of comes into your mind straight away. Think about it. Try to compose a sentence. Right. And my producer, Pilar, is just sitting there completely. You haven't got a clue what's going on, have you, Pilar? No, she hasn't. So I'm here just doing whatever I want today. I did a podcast a few days ago about Doctor Who. Doctor Who, of course, is one of my favourite programmes at the moment, and well, in fact, always has been. Can I correct myself there? I've always been into Doctor Who. I used to love it back in the 1980s when the special effects were not very good, when the, you know, all the walls used to wobble and everything. But I used to love it. I always have done. And I used to watch. I'm of an age where the sort of earliest Doctor Who I can think of is Peter Davison. And then I sort of watched. I didn't really watch Colin Baker, but I have since, in a sort of retrospective way, you know, I've gone back and watched Colin Baker's episodes, and I do like them a lot. And then after Colin, Sylvester McCoy, that's when I sort of really got back into Doctor Who in a big way, with Remembrance of the Daleks, with that, all the Daleks in white, with little gold bits, that had me hooked. I thought they looked fantastic. What I didn't know was that they had appeared in the Colin Baker episodes, you see, so there we go. I think the problem was they moved, the Colin Baker episodes were on a Saturday, and I used to miss it. But the Sylvester McCoy Doctor Who was, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday or something. I think it was Wednesday. It was on at the same time as Coronation Street, which inevitably led to it being cancelled because more people were watching Coronation Street than Doctor Who. But never mind. And I remember the very first time, because I used to get the Doctor Who magazine, and every year they'd say, oh, green light for season 25, it's been commissioned by the BBC, fantastic. And I remember when it was time to announce, so we had season 26, we were waiting for season 27, and you got the little tiny announcement in the Doctor Who magazine, the green light has not been given or something. I was devastated. Little did I know, that was like, 1989. Little did I know, I'd have to wait till like 1996 for the next Doctor Who. And it was Paul McGann, another Scouser, which I thought was quite cool. And after that, we then had to wait, 9 years for the Eccleston Doctor Who in 2005. So if you're a Doctor Who fan, and I mean a proper Doctor Who fan like me, not just the ones who have got into it now that it's got lots of special effects and things. I mean a proper, you know, I've been through all kinds. I've waited and I've had to watch all the old repeats on UK Gold, as it used to be called back then, on the channel, on the satellite, watching all the old episodes. And I used to get up in the mornings, on the weekend mornings, just to watch the omnibus edition of the old repeats of the Doctor Who's. I used to love watching all the old ones. So I think it's fair to say I am as big a Doctor Who fan as one can get, quite frankly. I've been there through thick and thin. You know, when we, you know, I'm a bit like a supporter of a football team that's about to be relegated. You know, I stuck with them through all the tough times. So I am a big Doctor Who fan, and that's it, quite frankly.